If you're following us, we're going to go to intergovernmental first. We have some residents that have been waiting patiently, and then we'll go into to finance. I apologize to the directors, but we're going to do intergovernmental first for the residents that have been waiting. Thank you.
It is now 8:48, and the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on March 18th, 2024. Do I hear a motion?
Favorable action.
I hear a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The first item on the agenda is PCR 20-24, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to enact legislation exempting from taxation the real property and the tangible personal property of the Rhode Island Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Councilman Sinapi.
Hi, so we received the fiscal note on this. It's an annual amount of $9,223.37 will be exempted annually if we were to pass this and the General Assembly was to pass this, as obviously both things have to occur. $5,599.11 is regarding the real estate tax bill for the portion of the property. And then $3,624.26 is regarding the tangible personal property for the coalition. So that is the driving point of the fiscal note. Because we have that, we can move forward and take action on it. Obviously, we don't have the standards yet for what we're going to do for nonprofits. However, I'm going to proffer exactly what I did last time. Insofar as, obviously, we've already voted forward the Center for Mediation. And the, based on the desire of the council, my plan was to let the General Assembly know, hey, to hold on to that until we get the standards put in place. That way they can be assessed accordingly in light of that. And because we already did it for them, I saw no reason not to do it for the coalition, especially because I can't think of a set of standards, frankly, for a nonprofit that they wouldn't qualify for. And they obviously do a lot of good work. There's really no debate in that regard. And I can't see a basis other than being arbitrary to say yes to the center, but no to the coalition, given that in both cases, we're going to hold it at the General Assembly stage anyway. So it's not like there's any harm. So that being the case, I request favorable action.
Any questions or comments from the committee? Questions or comments from the council? Councilman Gebhardt?
Do we have the, was the fiscal note distributed?
No. So I got it during the meeting. I can forward it accordingly.
Okay. That's my only question. Thank you.
Point of order. So through the chair to our legal counsel, as you probably remember, I'm the one that requested the fiscal note on this. And as of today, this fiscal note was not provided to the city council. Councilman Sinapi has indicated that he received a copy. The fiscal note was not submitted by Mr. Schaefer to members of the city council. And my question to the solicitor is, with that being said, is this fiscal note, can it be discussed at this time when we were not provided to it and it wasn't posted on the Secretary of State's website as part of the docket?
Thank you, Councilman. There's no requirement in the ordinance that the fiscal note be posted to the website. It is a traditional practice upon receipt. So I'm not sure if it was uploaded at some point today. It is indicated that this was sent
out
in advance of the meeting, but the ordinance doesn't speak to that prior posting. It does, however, speak to other advance notice. The question would be whether you are seeking to use a point of order to challenge the fulfillment. The intent of the ordinance is to disclose this information in advance of a decision. It is indicated that it's here, but not necessarily everywhere. So if it's a matter of whether you can be made satisfactorily aware of the information prior to making a decision, you could proceed. But if that information is not, you can use the point of order to request to delay it further.
Well, with this fiscal note not being presented to us on the council floor until perhaps in, you know, a minute from now, we don't have it. And you certainly have no time to review it, discuss it, or question it. So at the very least, this item should be held until the next meeting so that we can all receive a copy of the fiscal note and have an opportunity to review it, question it, challenge it, or expand upon it.
Councilman, are you making that a formal point of order?
I am.
So it's up to the chair.
Councilman Sinapi, do you have the fiscal note?
Yep. Like I said, I got it during the meeting. After I got it, I forwarded it to Councilman Lattiser, and upon request from Councilman Gebhardt, I forwarded it to him.
You forwarded it to me when?
Approximately 2 hours ago.
2:51
p.m.
While we were in the meeting?
Like I said, I got it. That's when I got it.
That's my point, Councilman.
Yeah, no, I'm not disputing
when you got it, and I'm not questioning your rationale for it. I'm questioning the fact that it wasn't sent to you or me or anyone else until you received it a couple of hours ago.
Yep, and I don't think there's any dispute in that. I have a vague recollection, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, on at least one council meeting where the fiscal note material was presented to us during the meeting, and it was sufficient. However, to the solicitor's point, that doesn't stop you from challenging the point of order. I know that if the point of order goes your way, I intend on appealing it for a full vote by the committee. And then if the same thing happens in the council, I would do the same.
Pardon me, Mr. Chairman. If I might, just on the note, Chief, of the distribution of the fiscal note, it was distributed from the Director of Assessing to the Finance Committee with the remaining members of the council blind carbon copied on the email prior to the beginning of the start of the council meeting. As soon as the document was available, we distributed it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. President.
Thank you. That's not timely, getting it this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And reading here, section 30-7, fiscal notes shall be returned to the Finance Council, the Finance Committee of the City Council 7 days before the ordinance or resolution is to be considered by the City Council. So I just think that the best order is that we hold this at this time. You know, I was notified that we did receive a fiscal note. It was after I was driving here. It was like 4:30 in the afternoon. I haven't seen it. So that would be my recommendation. Again, Councilman Sinapi, I know we've done this before, but that is.
Where's that from?
The city ordinance is section 30-7.
Mr. Wow, President,
we should have had that on hand last time we had this. Womp womp. Yeah, that says what it says.
Okay. I make a motion to hold this until April 22nd.
Second.
All in favor?
Was that April 22nd? Aye. April 22nd.
How did you vote?
I said yes. The chair votes yes, so we have a
nay.
You have a nay?
Yeah.
Okay. It is continued to April 22nd on a 2-1 vote. The second item on the agenda is PCR 30-24, resolution to the General Assembly in support of legislation funding state aid to libraries at 25% of the local funds expanded. Councilwoman Travis, on behalf of Mayor Pagosi.
Yes, I move favorable action, please.
Any questions or comments from the committee?
Nope.
Questions or comments from the council? Councilman Lattisa.
Mr. Chairman, we're on PCR 30-24, correct?
Yes.
I would like to request to be added as a co-sponsor on this, please.
Okay. Councilman Lattisa, as a co-sponsor. Councilman Gebhardt, the same to you. Okay. Councilman Foley. Okay, any questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action and for co-sponsorship.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 8:59. And the Intergovernmental Committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will now go back into the Finance Committee.
Why is that? Why do I have this? Thrice. There isn't. Looks like the same thing. Stealing my stuff? Stealing my stuff.
Did I? Oh, yeah, you can borrow mine.
No, my phone.
That's it. Works for me.
Coffee. Why not? Main Street Coffee is a lot more fun at night.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I walk by it. I don't go in. You're just the morning gal. The best is when people tell me stories. Don't go in for the Main Street Coffee in the morning. It's old, curmudgeonly men that sit there and just my mic's live.
Get off my lawn.
I know one of them. That's not
to me. You know, jealousy is an ugly thing.
How come every time we go there's a guy offering to buy our stuff for half the market value?
No toys for you. You're live. Anytime you're ready.
What's for 9:40?
Yeah, but the second pitch is at 11:15.
Yeah, they always start slow. They got to warm up.
Hey, today?
There we go. Okay. Let's get Christy home. Come on.
Miss Christy. Poor Christy is still here. Oh, it's the fire guys.
They can stay.
They're used to late nights.
That's right.
Wow.
Good evening. Welcome back. The time is 2 p.m. and the Finance Committee is back in session. Item number 5, bid 2025-010 Alpha, fire apparatus repairs. Christy? You have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Public Works is requesting to award the bid for fire apparatus repairs to MES Shipments Fire Equipment Company and OnScene LLC in the amount of $150,000 for a one-year period expiring June 7th, 2025.
Thank you. Any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Christy, what did the department spend in this item last year?
$115,570.45.
Okay, I just rounded out to $116,000. That was all last year, $116,000 on repairs.
Yes.
So I can ask the question now, or I can ask it on the second item coming up, but why do you need $150,000 now?
Well, this bid doesn't start until June.
It's what, please?
This is a bid that starts June 8th of this calendar year, 2024, and it carries until June 7th of June 2025. So it's a new bid. We're asking for spending authority to have fire apparatus sent out to be fixed if it's something that we can't do in-house.
Yeah, well, it's coming. So actually, it's only 3 weeks over a fiscal year because this expires on June 7th. And by the way, thank you for coming here so much ahead of time on this, too. I need to point that out as well. But I still don't understand why this needs to be increased to $150,000.
It's not an increase. It's a brand new bid. It's a brand new solicitation.
$150,000
for 1 year period.
Yeah. Last year you spent $116,000. And this year you're looking for $150,000. And then we compound it. And I'll talk to that on the next bid. I don't understand this, particularly where these, I'll leave the rest of my comments to the next bid, Chairman. Thank you. Thank you, Christy.
Any further questions from members of the council? Question comments from members of the public? Question comments from members of the public? Thank you. Bid 2025-010 Bravo fire apparatus repairs. I assume this is the same, Christy?
It is exactly the same. This request shares the cap as the previous bid, $150,000. So it's not $300,000. It's $150,000 between both requests.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
And what's the difference between A and B? One's like specialty and one's...
So the reason this is much like our parts bids where we add vendors. So the first bid, the A, is the vendors that responded to the bid. The second part, B, is vendors that we need to be able to utilize should a piece of fire apparatus need servicing. So, for instance, we have Coastal International on there. That's their rescues, their international vehicles. We wouldn't send them to Greenwood Fire because they fix E1. So that's why we ask for all these vendors.
All right. So between all this covers all the different vendors you need for the different types of apparatus and the different pieces and parts of them. Okay, great. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. So, Christy, so you're saying between A and B, it's a total of 150, not 300?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Also, on the bottom of the position paper from the purchasing agent, she states that the fire department is requesting a one-time purchase for an amount not to exceed $127,448. Funding for this project is reimbursable through HSEOC.
That's a completely different bid.
It's a totally different bid?
That is not anything to do with Public Works.
Oh, you're right. Wow. Thank you for that, Chrissy. That's twice tonight you correct me. Thank you. Sorry about that.
All set, Councilman?
I'm all done.
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public. Thank you. Next is item number 7, bid 2024-394, upgrades to Municipal Emergency Operations Center. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. Assistant Chief Jason Umenhauer with the Fire Department. The Fire Department went out to bid for upgrades to the Municipal Emergency Operations Center. Two vendors submitted proposals, and the Fire Department is recommending that CCS Presentation Systems, located in Warwick, Rhode Island, be awarded the bid. The audiovisual system at the city's Municipal Operations Center has become outdated and is only partially functional. It also lacks any type of access control to prevent unauthorized people from entering the room during an emergency operation. The fall of 22, the department received a Homeland Security Operations Center grant of $240,000 to upgrade the AV system and to add an access control system. The fire department is asking for the first part of this project to be awarded for an amount not to exceed $127,448. All this funding comes through that Homeland Security EOC grant.
Thank you so much, Chief. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Chief.
Councilman.
Now that I'm on the right bid, I can go ahead and ask my question. So this says the funding project is reimbursable through the HSEOC grant award. It says funding for this project is reimbursable. Is that to mean that we will be reimbursed for this?
Correct. So the money is already allocated to Rhode Island Emergency Management for it. Once we complete the project, and just like our other state and federal grants, we submit for reimbursement. So we already have the award letter that promises us the $240,000.
And is that 100% reimbursement, or does the city have to do a 20% match?
It's a 20% match. So the total award was $320,000. That's the project. $240,000 of it, or three quarters of it's reimbursed by the federal government. The other 25% will be from our operating budget, our emergency management operating budget, which will come later this fiscal year, next couple months.
All right. Good job. Thank you. That's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Next is item number 8, bid 2025-003, purchase winter sand. This is found on page 37.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for winter sand for a two-year period beginning July 1, 2024 to June 30th, 2026. We're requesting to award to both bidders, Holliston Sand as well as G. Lopes, for $80,000.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you. Christy, with the new building that we have, shed, whatever formal term you call it, do you have enough room in there with the sand that I'm assuming you have left over today to hold another $80,000 worth of sand? Or is this something you'll kind of bring in as you go along?
This is a two-year bid that doesn't start until July 1. So it carries us for a two-year period. And yes, as we use it, we replenish.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public. Thank you, Christy. We now are at the part where I am going to ask on members of this committee, members of the council, and members of the public if they have any items they'd like to discuss.
Councilman.
We've had an extended amount of time to review this. Yep, there it is. Okay, thank you. I withdraw my last statement, and now we will go into item number... Oh, that's right. Okay, so item number 8 is now an item number 9. One moment. Thank you, Chrissy. We are now moving into item number 9, which is bid 2024-428, purchase of refrigerant for Thayer Warburton arenas. Christy. So
this request is a 56.6 to purchase 80 24-pound cylinders of refrigerant for the ice rinks. We are purchasing it directly from the manufacturer rather than having our HVAC vendor purchase it for us. Then we'd have to pay a markup. The cost is $66,240.
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Christy. Thank you. Now we are at the time where I will ask the committee, the council, and the public if there are any items they wish to discuss, pull from the bid package for discussion. Members of the committee, thank you. Are there any items that members of the council would like to discuss? Councilman Lattisor.
Item number 15, 2024-231, found on page 88, remove and replace flooring at Pilgrim Center.
Thank you. Are there any other items that members of the council or this committee would like to discuss? Are there any items members of the public would like to discuss? Any items members of the public? So I believe it'd be DPW is here to discuss bid 2024-231, remove and replace flooring at Pilgrim Senior Center. Good evening, Chrissy.
Chrissy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Councilman Lattisor, you have the floor.
Thank you. So I know this bid goes back a little ways, I think to February 5th, when we originally talked about this.
Councilman, please just move up to the microphone, sorry. Please. Thank you.
Okay. February 5th, when we initially had a pretty lengthy discussion about this, and has the flooring that DPW was going to remove to save like $21,000, has that been done yet?
None of it's been done yet.
None of it's been done. How come?
The project hasn't been started yet.
I see.
We have to coordinate with the senior center. It's probably going to require some sort of closure.
Okay. And now you're saying that there'll be some reallocation from Pilgrim flooring allocation to replace OS and Y valves on the sprinkler system. How does that come about? Where we take the money from that and move it over to something else? How does that come about?
So if you'll indulge me for a minute, we initially awarded this bid at $83,871.67. We had reduced the square footage that we were going to replace because we were told that it was only an $80,000 allotment to do the floor. I received a new copy of the ARPA funding, which showed that the senior center actually had two allotments for flooring. One was $80,000 and one was $35,000. So we went back to the finance department, confirmed that money was actually available, and are now asking to do the whole project scope of $104,965. With the balance of the funds that are left over, which is approximately $11,000 from the flooring that they have available, there's two sizable valves in the basement at the Pilgrim Senior Center that are corroded and desperately need to be replaced, which is around $6,000. So our request was to do the entire scope of work for the flooring and replace those two valves, and there'll still be a couple thousand dollars left over.
So on what date did you receive that information that there was more monies available in the ARPA
I don't remember specifically. It was right before the docket deadline.
Right before the docket?
Right before the deadline for this docket.
For this docket?
Yes.
So with the real heavy emphasis on, and to your credit, with the heavy emphasis on saving $21,093 by removing some portions of the floor with our own staff, why is that not so important now? Why not still do that and use the remaining opera monies for something else?
I think that you misunderstand. Our staff was not removing anything. We eliminated a section of flooring in that facility because originally it was our understanding that they only had $80,000. So for round numbers, let's say we had to do 4,000 square feet of flooring and it came in at $104,000 and we only had 80. So we took away 400 square feet of flooring to make it closer to what was available. We weren't replacing anything in-house.
That was back on the February 5th?
Yes.
Well, on February 5th, I have notes here that I asked questions about with respect to the $21,000, if it included overhead on that, if it included insurances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we had a conversation about that. There was nothing said then that, we eliminated the square footage. It's not that
yes,
we're not
we
removing
did.
It.
We absolutely did.
Oh, I'll have to listen to that one again. So this information that you received from whomever on the opera monies, that was just made known to you just recently.
Yes, it's listed under senior services, which I wouldn't normally pay attention to because it's not public works money for senior services, but I did happen to notice on the spreadsheet that there was another allocation of $35,000. So I went to my director and said, we could probably do the whole scope of work that we bid if that money is in fact available. And it is.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted, to have the record indicate that this is something you just received before this council meeting, as far as that extra money is available.
Right. I don't normally pay attention to other departments' ARPA funding.
No. I understand. No, I'm not complaining about that. Just indulge me here for 1 minute, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that's all I have right now. I'll have to kind of circle back on some of my research on this. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions for members of the council? Questions, comments for members of the public? Questions, comments for members of the public? May I have a motion on PCR 32-24?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number two, PCR 15-24, resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals in the American Rescue Plan Act community projects. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have one this evening. It is to buy two new basketball hoops for Greenwood Elementary School. The entire neighborhood uses those hoops, and they need some TLC. The talk to the school department. They are putting a new playground, or at least fixing up the playground, which has been closed all year, but they do not have any plans for the basketball hoop. One of the hoops, I can reach up and touch the net, and I'm not exactly 6'10", so they're long overdue. I have a letter of support from the Greenwood PTO and a number of members that live in the neighborhood, and also members that no longer have children that go to Greenwood, but have older kids that play on the basketball court as well. So I respectfully request the support of the council on this item. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there questions, comments from members of the council? Are there questions, comments from members of the public? May I have a motion?
Favorable action. Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The time is now 9 minutes. I already did it. The time is now 9:23 p.m. The Finance Committee is closed.
We already did it. I opened it at the beginning, and then when I went to the PC. Oh,
well, bam.
And look what, and we still finished late. I'm trying to, 9:40. We're trying to get there. Long enough to know that I.
The next meeting is the public properties or land use. Community Affairs.
Double check something. Here we go.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 9:25 p.m. First, acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on March 4, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
First item on the agenda is for second passage. This is Councilman Sinapi, PCO-1-24 sub A, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Allen Bryan Realty Co. and Worldwide Real Estate Inc. petitioners. This is Assessor's Plat 260, lots 38 and 39. 0 and 211 Commonwealth Avenue. Councilman Snappy, do you have a recommendation? All right. Do we have comment, members of this committee? Comment, members of the City Council? Comment, members of the public? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only comment I have is it's more of a request. So on the sign-offs from the various departments, if in the future, if the department heads could not only sign them, but if they could print their name, because there is at least two people that I was not able to confirm receiving a sign-off on. And it could be that I just can't read their writing, or it could be they're not in here altogether. But when you go through the sign-offs, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 10 departments that should be signing off, and I don't find 10 sign-up sheets. By the way, I'm going to support this. I don't have a problem with the request on it. It's just for the processes moving forward. If department heads could not only sign, but either type or print their names so that we can readily tell who it is.
Fair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't believe that there are any of the sign-offs missing. I would believe that perhaps some weren't printed or included with the packet, but I think that the planning department would have made sure that all of the various sign-offs were in fact received from the respective departments prior to this coming on the agenda, and I did see the checklist showing all of the departments had signed off. So I think it is...
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt. May I comment on that?
Please.
So I don't know what's in your binder, but in my binder, I only have 8 sign-offs. I don't know how many you have, but in the documents, it's got listed 3, 6, 10. So that's my point. I'm not trying to raise a ruckus about this. I'm just respectfully requesting that we have a signature and we have a sign, a print. That's all. And 8 isn't 10. Thank you.
I agree. I similarly only see 8 of the documents in the packet, but I have no reason not to believe that the other 2 sign-offs were not in fact signed based on the checklist. Go ahead.
Chairman, that comes out of my office. That those director reports, they get sent out from my office and get returned to my office. I've already sent Carrie Lynn an email to correct it. So we will have that corrected. She should be making sure that all of them are there when you receive it.
Oh, okay, great.
Got you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any further discussion, members of the council or members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Favorable action, second passage. Second and last on the agenda, this is, I believe, co-sponsored by the entire city council. I'd be looking at the recommendation from Council President McAllister. Item number 2 is PCR-29-24, resolution supporting Governor Daniel McKee's Keep Rhodey Litter Free campaign. Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What this is Governor and Mrs. McKee are putting together a campaign trying to educate residents and children on litter and encouraging groups to get together to do cleanups and really educate the youth on the damage that litter can do to our city and to our environment. So if the council would, and I'm not going to ask for support of this, we would be the first city to support the Litter Free Rhode Island coalition, and the governor is going to ask all 39 cities and towns. But once again, Warwick can be a good leader in this. And we have a number of cleanups coming up, many of them organized by council members for Earth Day. So we've already been doing this. And I think the more attention that we can bring to cleanups and taking care of our environment, the better. So I thank everyone for already agreeing to be a co-sponsor. And I ask for favorable action this evening.
Thank you. Any further discussion, members of the committee?
I'll just make a quick comment that in addition to the broader program, there's also a fund of dollars available. So, for instance, any neighborhood association or organization can apply for up to a $750 litter grant, which can be used to buy garbage bags or those little pokey things. So I've applied for my neighborhood association has applied for one of those grants, and they'll be, you know, dispersed to help support cleanup efforts. So definitely look into that. If you have any cleanups coming soon, there's support behind this initiative in the financial sense. So thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. So, Councilman Gebhardt, seriously, I wasn't aware of that. So in my ward, I have 3 neighborhood associations. Would all 3 qualify for that?
I believe that is the case. You can go on Litter Free RI or whatever their webpage is and apply for the grant. There's a pretty streamlined form where you can put in what you need for materials, what you need for refreshments, for marketing, for And there's a number of different categories. You fill it out. And I haven't heard back yet, but we probably applied maybe a week ago. They ask that the applications be in 30 days prior to your event.
Great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Further comments?
I just want to add one more thing. Thank you for that. And there's also literature, books, that they're providing stories for elementary schools. So you can make a request on behalf of your elementary school as well, and they'll supply a classroom size of books. They're just getting the books thing. I heard from the governor's office today on that. So I'll get that information out and to the council members and the school committees and that they're elementary school books. So to get the books into the students as well as part of this education program.
Thank you. Further comment, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs concludes at 9:35.
Okay, thank you very much. We are now back in the full council meeting. If you are following along, we have done roll call, we have done general communications, we did executive communications, and we did the acceptance of the minutes. So now we're on page 2 of the agenda. First up is the announcement of appointments. There are none. Number 2 is the appointments requiring confirmation. There are none. So number 3 this evening is the consent calendar, PCR 32-24, resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-427, bid 2024-429, bid 2025-010 Alpha, bid 2025-010 Bravo, bid 2024-394, bid 2025-003, bid 2024-428, bid 2025-023, bid 2024-426, bid 2024-425, bid 2025-004, bid 2025-006 Alpha, bid 2024-231, bid 2024-218, bid 2023-305, bid 2025-006 Charlie, bid 2024-024, bid 2025-005, bid 2025-007, bid 2025-002, bid 2025-008, bid 2024-421. That concludes the consent calendar, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes consent passes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. There was 2 items that were removed from the consent calendar. One was bid 2024-322, which is now PCR 33-24. That was voted as favorable action 8-1. The second item, Councilman Howe, that was removed from the consent calendar.
Formerly bid 2024-319 ammunition is now PCR 3424. The committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
This was requested a PCR by Councilman Lattiser.
Okay. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So we all heard my questions and my comments. This is an item that in its current value of $150,000, I'm not going to be able to support that. And the reason being, I think that's a much higher request than what has been supported by where the current inventory is, what the cost of the rounds are, the total amount of ammunition used. And I feel that that additional $50,000 on there is, I can't justify it in my mind based upon all the information that I've received. I don't begrudge or feel that the fire, the police department doesn't need ammunition to do what they need to do. Fully support it, totally agree with it. This is strictly a monetary thing for me, and I cannot wrap my arms around that $150,000 given the inventory that is still there, what was used prior, the cost of the rounds, etc. So I will be voting no because of a monetary opinion I have on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Sinapi.
Just a quick thing. So I'm going to vote yes, but I'm similarly concerned with the cost of the ammunition, because I know ammunition's shockingly expensive. It almost always goes up. So I get the need to stockpile it. And frankly, if we put it back out to bid, there's no guarantee that by the time we finish the process, we'll get a lower cost. That being said, it does seem like the price of this one's a little odd. I don't know if at the time that the original bid was back then, that maybe that this particular ammunition was in stark shortage than normal. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know. But if, as long as someone's taking a look at this going forward, and not just with this kind of thing, but I mean, frankly, it should be for all bids, so that we're not sitting there rubber stamping things that where costs have dropped dramatically and are projected to stay relatively lower compared to the prior bid, because we shouldn't be gouging ourselves when the market does that for us half the time. So just something to keep in mind, please.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I think that Councilman Lattiser makes some excellent points here. I think that perhaps this is one of those situations where when those bids went out, some of these different companies, they just put out those real highball numbers, and we didn't get perhaps a company that was acting a bit more reasonably, putting out a reasonable number here. Perhaps there was something going on with the market, but just based on the costs per unit versus what one can see at retail, it doesn't sound quite right. Plus, just the sheer amount at this time seems a bit high. So for those reasons, as stated by Councilman Lattiser, I have to agree with his logic here and will vote no on this item.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Gephardt.
I won't repeat everything that everyone said. On the original pricing that we got from the three vendors who provided pricing, you know, there were two that were relatively even and then one that was roughly half the price. It was later identified that that vendor was not reliable and would not guarantee that pricing for, you know, the period of time that we would expect over the course of a bid. That said, we've extended this bid and extended the funding on it, and it is probably due to go back out and get some updated pricing, especially coming out of the pandemic. There was a lot of hoarding and overbuying and all that sort of thing. So, it's not the biggest item in the agenda. In the budget, but as has been said before, we should just do our diligence. So, not going to hold this one up tonight. But I do think this needs another look. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 7 yes, 2 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Now we're moving on to unfinished business. First up is PCO 1-24 sub A, committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Second by Councilman Gephardt, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage. Yes.
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 Thank you. Second passage. Next up is PCR 20-24. The committee, the hold till April 22nd. New business this evening. Number one is PCR 15-24, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Number two this evening is PCR 29-24, resolution supporting Governor McKee's Keep Rhodey Litter Free campaign. Committee report, community affairs.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis. Second by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi.
Yes.
Ms. Travis.
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number three this evening is PCR 30-24, resolution to the General Assembly in support of legislation funding state aid to the libraries. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilwoman Travis. Second by Councilman Lattiser. And I believe a number of individuals have been added, requested to be added as a co-sponsor. Ward 1, Ward 5, Ward 9, Ward 4.
Respectfully request, Mr. President.
Okay. It looks like, raise your hand if you'd like to be added as a co-sponsor. All right. Let the record show that the full council would like to be added as a co-sponsor to PCR 30-24. Any other additional questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent? Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8. Ward 9. Councilwoman Travis.
There be no further business,
the all those in favor to move into docket session say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are in docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening? Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
One item, Mr. President. Request for a traffic study on Ansonia Road, north side of the Shell Station.
Public safety? Public safety.
Thank you.
Ward
Pass.
4. Ward 5. Councilman Howe, can you just do yours one more time for the solicitor?
So I'm requesting a traffic study. I don't think I have to docket that.
Oh,
I'll
okay.
docket it's it afterwards. So I apologize. I withdraw that docket. I apologize.
Okay.
I got the logistically messed up.
Okay. Ward 5, anything to docket? Ward 6? Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
So amendment to the abandonments ordinance? Did I get that right?
Ordinance Committee. Ward 9.
Pass.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned.